You forgot to tell him that.
Everett, please come up, show the president. Any member failed to vote? Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would like the journal to note that Senator Stimson is ill today.
We stand in prayer.
Dear God, grant us this day the serenity to accept the things we cannot change and the courage to change the things that we can and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
I wish to certify as to the 148th day journal with the following correction. On page 1403, remove Representative Hayes objected and Senate Supplement Number 54.
Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 148th day, Senate Supplement Number 54, as corrected, be certified.
Objection, so ordered. The guest for introduction. The message is from the governor.
There is a message of June 8. Dear Mr. President, on the 8th day of June, 1981, I declared a disaster emergency. The city of Angoon suffered catastrophic failure of their submerged water main. This water system failure has prevented the city from providing water, sewer, and firefighting services to the 131 homes and 530 citizens of Angoon. Enclosed is a copy of a declaration of disaster emergency for your information. If you have any questions regarding this disaster, please do not hesitate to contact me. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Messages of June 8. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 173, Finance Amendment Senate. Making Appropriations for Residential Energy Programs, Chapter 20, Session Laws 1981. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 115, Labor and Commerce, Boilers and Pressure Vessels, Chapter 21. I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 10 amended relating to review of capital expenditures of hospitals, SR 7. House Concurrent Resolution Number 38 relating to End Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Month, Legislative Resolve Number 21. House Concurrent Resolution Number 28, installation of curb ramps at intersections for handicapped and elderly persons, Legislative Resolve Number 25. I have signed the following resolutions and transmitted the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Joint Resolution Number 40, relating to the need for congressional hearings on Arctic science policy, Legislative Resolve Number 22. House Joint Resolution Number 46, relating to reduction of the cost of living allowance paid to federal employees in Alaska, Legislative Resolve Number 23. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. These are the messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
Are the messages? Are there messages from the House? Someone trying to get my... Excuse me, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, sorry.
Mr. President, there's a very good friend of mine here today, Sheila Arkell, who is the wife of Jim Palmer, our AA in Resources. Sheila, would you stand?
It's nice to have you today. Is that House communication coming directly over? It will be here in a moment or two, is that correct? All right. Are there messages from the House?
Message of June 8. The House has passed Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 26, Finance, making special appropriations to the Alaska Power Authority for energy projects and for the Power Production Cost Assistance Program effective date with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 26, Finance, effective date failed, making appropriations to various state agencies for energy-related programs and projects and repealing the 1980 appropriation for a power project and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 26.
Object.
Objection's been noted. It's unanimous, near as I could tell.
And vote no.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 26? Question called for. You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote?
Mr. President, I wish to change my vote.
Me too.
Senator Ray. Senator Kelly. Does any member wish to change their vote? Senator Holman?
Senator Fisher
is not. Secretary will close the roll.
The roll eventually showed 19 nays.
Would the Secretary of Senate send the communication to the House, appropriate communication, and note that the Senate has appointed a pre-conference committee with powers of pre-conference, Senator Dankworth, Senator Rohde, and Senator Mulcahy, the Senator Dankworth chairman. Are there other items from the House?
Message of June 5, the House passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 421, Judiciary amended loans by pawnbrokers and loan shops with the following amendment. House committee substitute for CSSB 421, Jude, pawnbrokers, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, we had a day to look at this, and there is no problem with the amendments that the House has proposed. Therefore, I would move the Senate accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 421 and request the Senate to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate accept the House amendments or adopt the House amendments to Senate Bill 421? You may proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent.
The House amendments have been adopted by the Senate. Further items from the messages from the House.
Message of June 8. The House has failed to adopt the effective date on Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 162, Finance, making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for the Alaska Agricultural Action Council for a small grain marketing system, and Committee substitute for CSSB 162, Fin, effective date failed, amended House, is transmitted for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
It appears the effective date is a very serious problem on this bill. Therefore, I would move the Senate accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 162 and request the Senate to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate accept the House amendments to Senate Bill 162? You may proceed to vote. Has any member changed his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 nays, 1 absent.
Senate has failed to accept the House amendments. Appropriate notice will be sent to the House. Pre-conference committee will be appointed with powers of pre-conference. Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Gilman, and Senator Ziegler. Further items from the House?
There are no other items from the House.
Are there communications?
There is a communication date received June 8th. Findings and determinations under AS3805, AS3806, and 11 AAC03 relating to the disposal of royalty oil from the Department of Natural Resources. This is on file. That's the only communication.
Reports to standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 33, Revision of the Municipal Code, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Gilman, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Stojalewski, Coletta, and Ferguson. SCR 33 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 146, Veterans Burial Allowances, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Dankworth, Chairman, concurring Senator Stojalewski and Eliason. Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. SB 146 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 256, repealing requirement that person managing or administering an Alaska Pioneer's home be a licensed nursing home administrator. Reports it back as follows. Senator Parr, Chairman, and Senator Coletta signed, due pass. Senator Fisher signed, no recommendation. Senator Stimson signed, do not pass until I've applied for Pioneer Home Administrator. SB 256 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 488, directing the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska to establish a general endowment, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher, Stimson, and Coletta. SSSB 488 has a further referral to State Affairs. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 489, Special Appropriation to the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska as a general endowment, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher, Stimson, and Coletta. SB 489 has a further referral to State Affairs. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 572, making a continuation appropriation for general obligation bond debt service. And a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Dankworth, Chairman, concurring Senators Stojalewski and Eliason. Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. SB 572 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 593, bonds issued by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, and reports it back as follows. Senator Dankworth, Chairman, and Senator Stojalewski signed due pass. Senators Eliason and Ferguson signed, no recommendation. 593 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered House Bill Number 196, amended, establishment of the Alaska State Climate Center and the State Weather and Climate Program. And a majority of the committee reports it back with an amendment. Senators Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Fisher and Stojalewski signed due pass. Senators Bradley, Gilman, Eliason, and Mulcahy signed no recommendation. HB 196 has further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill Number 254, amended, jurors and jury panels, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray and Parr. Senator Homan signed, no recommendation. HB 254 amended has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 350, Resources, Mineral Leasing, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher, Stojalewski, Gilman, Eliason, Mulcahy, and Bradley. House Bill 350 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 507, Resources, amended, Fisherman's Mortgage and Note Program, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher, Bradley, Stojalewski, Gilman, Eliason, and Mulcahy. HB 507 has a further referral to Labor and Commerce. The Rules Committee considered Senate Resolution Number 13, requesting U.S. Customs Service to retain a permanent customs office in Wrangell, and recommends it be placed on the June 9 calendar. Senator Kelly signed due pass. Signing to calendar were Senators Kelly, Dankworth, Ziegler, and Curtula. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 165, Constitutional Conventions, and recommends it be calendared June 9. Signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Ziegler, and Curtula. This does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are the reports of special committees?
Report of June 8th, Conference Committee Report. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee, which considered Committee Substitute for House Bill number 237, Resources, and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 237, Resources, amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, recommends that Senate CS for House Bill number 237, Resources, Conference Committee, amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Senators Ray and Eliason. House members, Representative Moss, Chairman, Representative Rogers, and Representative O'Connell.
I think we are not in the last 24 hours, which we will try to give a two-hour notice, so I believe this reconference committee report can sit on the desk for the 24-hour period that we suggested, even though it's minimal. Are there other reports of special committees?
There are no other special committee reports.
Resolutions for introduction.
Senate Resolution number 14 by the Transportation Committee, establishing a Senate Special Committee on the Alaska Railroad.
Transportation, Finance may have an interest in, but the Finance, the Transportation, and it may be, it should be an SDR instead of an SR. Further resolutions for introduction.
Would you like that given the next SCR number, sir? 34.
Transportation Committee introduction. Send it to Transportation Committee and they can change it.
That is the only resolution today.
Are the bills for first reading and reference?
There are no bills today.
Takes us to consideration the daily calendar. There will be some messages coming over from the House sometime during the session.
Mr. President.
Hopefully, very shortly.
Mr. President.
Yes.
May we have a brief of these?
Without objection.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate revert to messages from the House.
Without objection. Secretary.
Message of June 9. The House has passed Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill number 25, Finance amended, establishing a Power Project Development Fund in the Alaska Power Authority and amending the Alaska Power Authority Act effective date with the following amendment. HCS for CSS SSB 25 Finance amended House. Relating to energy, effective date failed, transmitted for consideration.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 25 and request the Senate to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 25? You may proceed to vote. All members voted?
No.
Any member desire to change your vote? Secretary Coe's rule.
The rule shows 19 nays, one absent.
So the Senate has not concurred in the House amendments. The Senate will be appropriately informed. You have the floor, Senator.
We have briefings.
To be at ease. Amendment will be on your desk in a moment. It's also copies of the bill will be brought upstairs in case you don't have any of your bill filed on 25. It's the pre-conference committee statement that I'm committed to leaving on your desk for 24 hours. Not necessarily from your house. The pre-conference committee will be Senator Dankworth, Chairman, Senator Rohde, Senator Mulcahy. Also, so be informed. The takes us down to the daily calendar, and we're to the second reading of this bill. The first item on the calendar
Senate Bill number 165. By the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council for the Joint Interim Committee on the Constitutional Convention, an act relating to constitutional conventions and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new fiscal note and reports it back as follows. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Eliason and Stimson signed, do pass. Senator Bradley signed, no recommendation. Senator Coletta signed, do pass with amendment. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that the committee, State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted, the fiscal note, and do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Parr and Holman. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator
Fisher. Mr. President, I move that the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 165 be adopted.
Without objection, committee substitute has been adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 165, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to constitutional conventions and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number 1 by Senators Ziegler, Fahrenkamp, Gilman, and Mulcahy, beginning page 9, line 28.
It's been distributed, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Yes. Senator Ziegler?
We would move and ask unanimous consent that the revisor's technical amendments be approved.
Being no objection?
There are no other amendments.
The amendments are adopted in your revisor's amendments.
We're revisor.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for Senate Bill 165 to be engrossed, advance to third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection, the Secretary reads it.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 165, State Affairs Amended, an act relating to constitutional conventions and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, a brief note. First, with regard to the fiscal note, there was a question that was debated at some length as to whether this bill should have a fiscal note or not. And the Finance Committee Chairman, conjunction with Senator Fisher and the Judiciary Committee, came to the conclusion that the vote would be required in any event, and that this bill would cost no more than any other course of action which was taken, because the vote on the Constitutional Convention was required by law. Therefore, no fiscal note was appropriate. Secondly, Mr. President, this is a very important bill because, as we all know, we're required to have a vote on the Constitutional Convention. If we don't adopt a structure for that vote and for that Constitutional Convention, it will be left to happenstance. This bill, I think, very fairly sets forth the conditions under which an election shall be held and the organization of the Constitutional Convention shall be had. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further debate? Question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 165 pass the Senate? You may proceed, Bill. If all members voted, does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And Bill 165 is passed. The Senate is under voting.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. The next item on the daily calendar, Senate Resolution 13.
Senate Resolution number 13 by Senator Eliason, requesting the United States Customs Service to retain a permanent customs office in Wrangell, Alaska. The Rules Committee considered this resolution. Senator Kelly signed do pass. Senators Danker, Ziegler, Kutula, and Kelly signed to calendar. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate adopt Senate Resolution 13.
Senate resolution before you. You may proceed. Any member fail to vote? Any member declare to change the vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
Senate resolution 13 has passed the Senate. Next item on the day of calendar are citations. Secretary, please proceed.
Citations honoring Freedom Society of Alaska by Senators Fisher, Stimson, Kelly, Bradley, and Coletta. Citation honoring Fairbanks Daily News Miner and Bill Snedden by Senators Kurtula, Fisher, Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Parr, Kelly, Bradley, and Sturgiluski.
Senator Ray?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation honoring Bill Snedden. He's my old fishing partner.
Objection. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would also move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation honoring Bill Snedden.
Without objection.
Mr. President, if there are no other comments, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
The citation calendar has been adopted. Items under unfinished business. Kelly?
I give notice of reconsideration on my vote on SB 165.
Reconsideration has been noted. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, I'd like to waive HB 88 from resources.
Without objection, HB 88 has been waived, and I'm going to assign it without objection as the first committee of reference to Senator Gilman's Community Regional Affairs, ties into the Title 29 study. Senator Mulcahy?
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce
would like to waive referral on committee substitute for House Bill 507. This does have another referral to finance, Mr. President.
Without objection, the referral has been waived. The bill will go to finance. May we stand at ease, Senator Dankworth and Bennett. Order.
You know, the beyond in general.
The edification of the House, the Senate. The House has passed Senate Bill 524 related to investment tax credits. We will accept the House's message about 2 o'clock this afternoon in a skeleton session for those that want to be here, but I would think that anyone that wishes to look this bill over in the meantime would be privileged to do so. Are there items under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President. State Affairs has a meeting at 1:30 this afternoon in the Barron's Building. We have on the schedule the issue of capital relocation. We have several bills before. Several draft bills have been proposed. I'm not sure we'll actually take those up this afternoon because we're looking at several different alternatives and approaches. And our hope is to obtain consensus on one bill that will then be acceptable to both houses and to the governor, and I'm not sure we're quite yet, so that we may just hold that legislation for a day or two. We will instead be taking up some retirement legislation, Senate Bill 400, as well as post-retirement cost of living adjustments.
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet today in the Belts Room at 3:30. We'll be taking up a committee substitute for House Bill 272, House Bill 9, and SCR 13.
Finance Chairman.
Pre-conference committee on the budget will meet in the governor's conference room at 1:30 this afternoon. The finance committee will meet at 8:30 tomorrow morning, taking up House Bill 297, appropriation of the Department of Labor, Senate Bill 532, another appropriation bill, and Senate Joint Resolution 4, spending limitation, also House Bill 325, Securities Act changes.
Mr. President, if there is no further business to come before this body at this time, I would move and Ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. today.
That's recess until 2 p.m. I vote to reconvene this morning to pick the highest of the seat. Senate, please come to order. Return to messages from the House. Senator Rosen, you have a motion to propose in the journal. I think this is appropriate time.
Yes, I do, Mr. President. A clarifying and technical motion. I would like to have the journal reflect that it was the Senate's intent to reject all amendments to Senate Bill 25 when we refused to concur with that bill this morning. That would prevent any problem arising from the Second Amendment, which was actually not on the Secretary's desk at the time we rejected the bill.
Without objection, that journal will serve its Senator Rohde, I did state that there would be a skeleton session. It does take a formal motion to concur or not to concur with the House amendment to the Senate bill. Because I made such a statement, I do not feel we should act on that at this time, unfortunately. Senator A.
Mr. President.
Even though the amendment was late coming over, it was obvious that the Senate rejected the previous amendments, and that would successfully kill the bill as it was, or it would kill our approval of it. So this would be just an addendum, more or less, to the original bill, and if the ones that we looked at were not satisfactory, we would still refuse to concur and would go into whatever process follows.
You're speaking to 25? Yes. Yes, we're satisfied with that.
I believe, Senator Tulley, you were referring to the bill which had come over at the end of the session.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. President.
We have the floor, Senator Dankert.
May we have just 1 minute?
Message of June 9. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to House Bill 485, thus failing to adopt House Bill 485 amended Senate, continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. The House respectfully requests the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate. Representative Clarkson, Chairman, Representative Cato, Representative Martin. The Senate has already, Senate President appointed these Senate members to a free conference committee previously. Senator Parr, Chairman, Senator Ray, and Senator Mulcahy.
Is it your intent, Mr. President, to lay that on the desk for action tomorrow?
I believe that any action, any formal action, should be taken in full session. There is a message from the Senate, to the Senate from the House, that came over right during the adjournment period. Will the Secretary read that message?
Message of June 9. The House has passed Senate Bill No. 524 relating to an investment tax credit allowed against the state corporate income tax effective date with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 524, Finance Amended House, relating to taxes, effective date failed, and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. President, is it also your intent to lay Senate Bill 524 on the Secretary's desk until tomorrow for action by the full Senate?
That's right. I got tangled up in syntax. I had intended originally to process this legislation, appoint to be conference committee. I don't feel privileged to, under the advice that I gave to all the members of the Senate previous to this recess. So we will take action on this matter tomorrow. I ask the Secretary to have copies of the amendment on every senator's desk. I think that's all business for today.
Fine. Mr. President, if there is no further business to come before us, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Adjourned.